This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Fella, it is that time of night here on BFM 89.9. I'm Richard Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
Over in the background is Brendan. Hello, Brendan.
Hello.
And we've got this fella in the studio with us right now.
This fella, yeah?
You might recognize his voice. What's his name?
Joe Hashem.
Yeah, right.
Joe Hashem. He owns the station, right?
I think people assume he does own the station, right? Yeah. How are you, Joe?
I'm very well, thanks, Richard. How are you?
Very well.
I'm very excited about being here,
because
I'm sitting next to the very beautiful Adeline.
I know, right?
Was it me?
Yeah. But I'm also...
Right.
I'm also sitting here with much trepidation.
Why is that?
Well, because I hear that Patrick Teo bribed everyone and got 19 questions right. But
You know he owns a restaurant, right?
Yeah, this is true, of course. Right. But I also feel very good because I heard that Ezra only got one right.
Exactly.
So I'm really very happy about that.
But no, we've been looking forward to getting you in on the show for a very long time. And as you said at the top just then, a lot of people assume that you do own the station.
Yes, because of your voice.
Are we expanding and can we have a pay rise?
Of course. Absolutely. Okay. Anytime.
It's as simple as that.
Just send Adeline to see me. That's okay.
There we go.
I'll sort it out.
Folks, if you want to get in touch with us this evening, you can tweet us. We are at BFM Radio. We are, of course, also at BFM TTON. If you have any questions to ask Joe, please do message us. And you can also send us an SMS. It is 016-201-9000. I get a bell every time I do that.
Wow.
All right, she rings my bell. Do you see how she does that? Indeed.
Come on, we just...
He started it. I'm just playing along. And of course...
What do you expect? Dressing the way you dress, for God's sake.
I'm very decent today.
Yeah.
She's actually covered up today.
I'm very covered up.
Okay, so we have a competition running as ever. Yesterday, we had three winners.
Yeah, from My Burger Lab.
We said two, but they actually said, you know what? We've had so many entries.
Yes.
Let's give three away. But today, we have a different competition, right?
We do. It's Tasty Tuesday. So we're giving away free lunches, all thanks to Lunch Club Asia. So you get one, and two of your friends also get one. Isn't it great, Richard?
Brilliant.
All right, so the question is, what's the lunch that the Lunch Club Asia are serving? So you can send your answer and tell us why you deserve a free lunch, along with your IC number to 016-201-9000. And don't forget to include your postcode as well.
Yes, if you don't include your postcode, we can't send you free stuff. It's as simple as that.
There you go.
Yeah. So all you got to do... Can you just say that again?
There you go.
Oh, it sounds...
Oh, my God, I know.
Right. Two of us in the studio at the same time. What are we going to do? We can just keep talking.
Keep those girls away from us, please.
I wonder who's listening. Mum, I'm sorry. Anyway. Plenty of stuff lined up for you this evening, of course. We're going to be with you for the next hour or so. Joe is, of course, going to be taking part in Smarty Pants, despite what he thinks and despite his worry and trepidation.
How competitive are you?
Well, actually, you know, I'm such a sweet, genuine soul. I don't have a competitive bone. But I'm going to win.
You're going to win Patrick Teo, then.
Also, we will be giving a mention to Ali Johan's favourite band, The Fridays. They'll be getting a quick mention around 8:35 p.m. In the meantime, though, we're going to take a very short break, some advertisements, and then a little bit of The Hives. Not the actual disease, The Hives, but the band. Hope you enjoy. Stay with us. And that's what it sounds like when you fall off a microphone. There we go. It is that time of night here on BFM 89.9. I'm Richard Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
In the background, we have Brendan. Yo. That's his second word for tonight.
Yeah.
And that's Joe Hashem, of course.
And this is Joe.
It is Joe.
Yeah.
Joe, we've got this little segment called News from Page 2.
Okay.
You want to play?
Yeah, I'd love to play.
Okay, so let me just...
I haven't got a clue what it's about.
That's the whole point.
Right.
We've got this lovely little sweeper that Brendan made. That went off a bit too abruptly.
Yes.
But here we go. It goes like this.
Extra, extra, be all about.
What's all the shouting?
Nice, right?
That's wonderful.
Wonderful.
Well done, Brendan.
He works hard for his money.
No, but hang on. It's missing something, isn't it?
What's it missing?
BFM 89. Isn't it missing that?
I think so.
Yeah.
We should get some more of those.
Brendan,
later on.
Hello.
Right. I mean, you two have spent quite a bit of time locked together in a room, right?
3 hours. Yeah.
3 hours.
Well, the last time Joe came, I think we spent about half an hour.
Yeah,
that was the fastest.
You see, because Adeline was there, only took me half an hour.
And it's started already.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, back to the news. Come on, focus, people, focus. Right, so my story for today is about this. I wanted to play you a clip originally, but I watched the clip, and it's a man from the very north of Scotland who's narrating, and you wouldn't be able to understand a word that he's saying, because I could.
It's a wee nichbricht in the licht.
It's a wee bit too Scottish. So what has happened is he's a fellow that goes to work every day on the train, right? And he's been doing this for a couple of years. And the day
real story?
It's a real story.
Okay.
He got on the train to head to work, and he sat there, and he pulls out of the station. And the next thing he knows is that he looks down at the seat next to him, and his pet dog is sat next to him. And so he's like, hold on a minute. I left my dog locked up in the back garden, and there's a 6-foot fence around the garden. Mm-hmm. How the heck has my dog managed to get over that fence and then get onto a train? So it turns out that the neighbors had witnessed this dog mm-hmm. bouncing on a trampoline in the back garden, then over the fence, then following him to the train and getting onto the train with him.
That's a smart dog.
Now, that's a very smart dog.
I don't believe
it. It's a true story. There's photographic evidence. There he is.
Well, dogs are every man's best friend, right?
I love this story.
What a great story.
I could never imagine my pet cat doing that. She'd be just like, yeah, off you go. Get off to work. Leave me alone.
Well, that's because you have a snobbish cat.
She is a bit snobbish.
Yeah.
All cats are.
Yeah.
But that's
what
we love.
No, but Richard's cat is. I call it the circus cat.
She's particularly mean. But that's why I like her. But that's my story for today. The dog that managed to track down his owner onto an actual train.
Mm-hmm.
What have you got?
It's a great story.
I love it.
It is. For me today, I'm talking about Chinese tech exec spends $100 million to create Star Trek inspired offices.
He's done what?
Star Trek. Okay, so this Chinese guy, he is one of the high executive from Baidu.
Right.
And he built an office block in the shape of the Star Trek's USS Enterprise for $100 million. He's a Trekkie, definitely.
So
for $100 million.
Yes.
So he built this office because it's specially for the Chinese game developers, NetDragon. And when he actually asked permission from the CBS, which is a TV show's right holder, and the CBS guys thought that he was just joking.
And then he went and did it anyway.
He did it anyway.
Wow.
It's huge. It's huge. It's humongous.
How much did he spend on it?
$100 million.
$100 million.
This is somebody.
About 600 million yuan.
This is somebody who has more money than sense, right?
Absolutely.
Right?
Liverpool could buy one really good player for that.
I think they need to be buying more than one right now, don't they?
They do.
But would you want to work in this kind of office?
I don't know. I mean, I suppose the thing is,
It's cool.
I would never want to wear the red uniform, though, because they're always the guys that get killed first, right?
Is that called?
The Vulcan thingy. I can do that, yeah.
I can do it.
Can you imagine this?
Oh, no, I can't.
No,
there's people. I can do it with my right hand. I can now. Look,
this is radio, folks.
This is,
right? Nobody's
this is not.
This
is not Nanu Nanu, is it?
No.
Mork and Mindy.
Oh, that's right.
Mork and Mindy. Of course, right. This is Joe Hashem. You've heard his voice quite a few times. He's not the owner of the station, despite what people may think.
Yes.
Now, Joe.
Yes.
How did you actually become involved with BFM originally? You've been asked this a million times, but I've never actually heard this story.
Yeah, well, actually, it was all through Malik.
Right. He's the real boss, right?
He's a, well, I mean, you know, he's a. I tell you, right, he just charmed the pants off me.
Really? No,
I'm not literally. I mean, no.
That's a different story.
That's for tomorrow.
Right,
That's for the midnight version. No. Malik is such an amazing guy, as you know. I mean, he's responsible for the whole thing here. And he just, we were talking one day and he said, hey, you know, we need a...
An ID
for the station. Mm. And he told me about the station and what it was. And I said, hey, yeah, that'd be really good. So we did it. And we've been doing it ever since.
Right.
But how did you meet Malik that he would actually ask you to do the ID for us?
There's a story there. So
you can see that if we were on television, you could see my brow creasing.
He has a furrowed brow.
Thinking, why did Adeline ask me that bloody question? No. Actually, I can't remember how we met. But we're good friends.
Brilliant. Okay, so... obviously, you're very, very involved with the performing arts. You have been for a long, long time. Mm. 84, you came originally to Malaysia, right?
That's right.
Kale Pack, Penang
Pack. Who have you been speaking to?
I can't tell you
that. God, you've got spies everywhere.
I do. They're my little whisperers. So, you know, What was it? I mean, later on in the show, we want to have. I know that you want to have a talk about a particular topic, and I want to talk about it too because I think it's something important. But how long have you been involved in performing arts? Has it been since your childhood, or is it something that came a little bit later on?
Yeah, no, I first started performing at the age of 6, I think, and I would stand in front of the mirror and mime Cliff Richard songs. No, I'm serious.
Cliff Richard.
Cliff Richard songs of all, and Ricky Nelson. Do you remember Ricky Nelson?
I do remember Ricky Nelson.
Crash
yes.
Craddock.
Yes,
boom,
yes.
Boom, baby. Please don't.
You
stop.
Were doing all that.
Oh, mate, yes.
Were you slicking back the
yeah,
hair?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, and wearing my Presley blue jackets and all of that.
Wow. And the Beetle Crushers.
Yeah.
We're
and
speaking then, a different language, you know.
I know. Yeah, these young ones, they don't understand.
No, it's fine. Well, I produce Pick of the Pops for Patrick Teal.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
All right. But no, actually, I got very serious about it when I was in my senior year at school.
Right.
And from then on in, I kind of figured that was what I wanted to do with the rest of my life, even though my father wanted me to be a doctor, which I believe your father wanted you to be a doctor too.
Very something.
Why does every parent wants their kids
who
to be a doctor?
Who doesn't want their kids to be a doctor?
Who doesn't want to say, my son, the doctor?
Right. So when you came to Malaysia then?
I first came in 1979.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been 3 years old then.
Oh, shit. Thanks, mate.
I wasn't born.
That really makes me feel good. I feel wonderful.
But you don't look a day over 25.
Thank you.
But when you first came here, though, I mean, was there clearly a market for what it is that you're doing now? Was there clearly a market for something like KL Pack and Penang Pack or what?
Do you mean when I came here to live?
Yeah.
When I decided to come here to live?
When you finally made that decision?
In 1984, which was you said. No, there wasn't a market for it then.
Mm.
I came out here then because I was very heavily involved in film and television making.
Yeah.
So I started up a film production company. But then my life totally changed, and I met this most amazing woman by the name of Farida America. You know, she's got the last two initials, FM,
mm-hmm.
Right?
I get it.
BFM, mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Right, that's why the station's called BFM.
We know that.
Yeah, we know.
Because of Farida. Anyway, I met Farida, and I chased her for about 3 years to have at least one meal with me, and finally I succeeded. And then, because she knew my history in Australia. And then after we got together and decided that we wanted to spend time together for a long time, she finally said to me, what are you doing making television commercials?
Right.
Why are you not doing what you love doing and help to nurture the performing arts in this country?
Mm.
How do you say no to Farida from Penang?
Right, right.
You don't. Anyone who knows Farida will know that she is a very determined woman. So that's how I got involved or re-involved back into theatre in this country, because my history's in theatre in Australia.
Right. And what's the kind of response like now? I mean, how many students do you have coming through, or how many people do you have, like,
in terms of, if you compare now, Richard, to what it was like, say, about 20 years ago, the gap or the difference is enormous.
Right.
But it's still not enough.
Right.
You know, we have a lot. I mean, there are many theatre companies all doing great work. And unfortunately, the pie doesn't get any bigger. It just gets sliced up into smaller slices.
Right.
So it's a tough road.
Yeah.
But my God, it's fun.
I can imagine, right?
Yeah.
I mean, one thing that kind of sticks out in my mind is that a lot of kids nowadays, when you look at stuff like The X Factor and you look at YouTube and you look at something like this, they already have an expectation of what they think they can do.
Sure.
Does that kind of come across when they come to meet with you as well? They already see themselves as something to a degree.
They come, actually, most of the people who come to me in terms of wanting to learn about theatre and wanting to be actors and really have no expectations.
Right.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Because you're working on a clean slate.
They become malleable.
Yeah, absolutely, and they're like a sponge. They'll take it all in, and then they squeeze out what they don't need.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So from that point of view, it's fine. A lot of them, some of them, I should say, some of them come, you're right, with this preordained idea of this is the way you act.
Mm.
And of course, they're all wrong. Mm. I mean, it doesn't work that way. You can't say, I want to act like Marlon Brando. Mm. Because there's only one Marlon Brando. You act like you act from inside you, and not from what the forces tell you you should be doing. Mm. You know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it works from the inside out and not the outside in.
Good stuff. We're back in just a couple of seconds. Adeline, competition time.
Competition?
Yes, we do. So today is Tasty Tuesday. So we're giving away free lunches from the Lunch Club Asia. So all you have to do is answer this question. What's the lunch that the Lunch Club Asia are serving? So send your answers to... send your answers and tell us why you deserve a free lunch along with your IC number to 016-201-9000. And don't forget to include your postcode as well.
Yep. What lunch are the Lunch Club serving this week? Very quickly, 016-201-9000. Taking a short break, some advertisements, some songs. We're back in a moment. Don't go anywhere. It is BFM 89.9. It is that time of night. The man who just said that is in the studio opposite me right now.
Joe Hashem.
Yeah.
Can you bring forth moolah? Can you do that?
Can you do that again?
Bring forth moolah. BFM.
I meant in real life. I want some real moolah.
Oh, you want real moolah. Oh, hang on. I've got about $20 on me. I'm sorry.
That'll do. Anyway, folks, you are listening to That Time of Night, of course. If you want to tweet us, it is at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON. If you want to send us an SMS, 016-201-9000. Remember that number. Yep. It's important because it's part of this competition.
So we're giving away free lunches from the Lunch Club Asia. So all you have to do is answer this question. What's the lunch that the Lunch Club Asia are serving this week? So send your answers and tell us why you deserve a free lunch alongside with your IC number to 016-201-9000. And don't forget to include your postcode as well.
It's that simple. Now, Ali Johan, as you know, he's the host of Wavelength. He focuses on the local music scene. And the Fridays is one of his favorite local bands, and we all know how hard Ali is to please. He's giving away some Fridays CDs on Wavelength this Saturday at 4 p.m. Make sure you tune in. It's Saturday the 30th of May at 4 p.m., just a reminder. A little bit of a clip for you here. This is the band's frontman and founder, Ashraf. He's giving us his take on the state of the local independent music scene. Let's have a quick listen.
The independent scene, the music scene, the underground circuit, is very trend-based. There will be something coming up in the next 3 years or 4 years that will overturn the current wave or whatever it is. Mm. We've seen the thing go from the emo to the indie to the metalcore to the whatever is coming next, you know. But I think it's always a good time for you to just kick back and be yourself and do something. I mean, even better, if you're in the middle of a wave, be different. You know, be like a sore thumb, stick out, because people will see you. It's not about the scene, it's about you. The scene is alive and well and has been alive and well at least for the past 20 years. Yeah, so go out and do something.
There you go, that's KL's latest buzz band, The Fridays. Debut album, Verklempt, out on the 31st of May. If you want to have a listen to more stuff, listen to Wavelength, 4 p.m. on Saturday with Ali Johan. In the studio, of course, is Joe Hashem. We were picking his brains a little bit earlier on about one thing or another. And one thing that me and Joe had in common, and this is something that I found out this evening, and I think you obviously found out the same thing too. When we were both growing up, we both had a bit of a speech problem.
Mm.
And that kind of... when you get involved in something with like performing arts, it entirely changes your life, right?
Absolutely.
Well, it changed my life for definitely. What, I mean, how did it affect you?
Well, as I said to you earlier on, Richard, I was a chronic stutterer till the age of 12.
Yeah.
I couldn't get one line out. It would take me literally 3 or 4 minutes to speak 5 or 6 words. Yeah. And as you well know, that's very stressful.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that kept on going until I was 12 years of age. And then what happened was I had to relearn how to speak. Mm. But as you also know, being a stutterer is also a bit like being an alcoholic. You're never totally cured. Mm. There's always that little bit of thing there.
There is.
There's that little moment of pause.
Yeah.
Isn't there?
There are certain words that you'll find yourself almost glancing over, and you get to that point and you think, I can do this.
Yes.
And then it just sticks and you're right. Like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen often, but when it does,
Absolutely.
It becomes something that you really have to fight against. Yeah, and this is something that I've always kind of kept to myself for the longest time. But I know that when people are like this, and, you know, there's people like you and me who can do
absolutely.
This. We talk for a living now, heaven's sake.
And I think it's very important that people like yourself and myself, who have kind of overcome our little problem, to let people out there know who are suffering from the same thing that, hey, guys, it can be fixed.
Yeah.
You know, and it really, I mean, they do say it's a physical thing, but it's also, to me, I think it was more psychological. I don't know about you, but to me it was more psychological. And you'd get one word, one little word that you couldn't get out.
Yeah.
But it's made me certainly be much more careful about the way that I speak. Mm. I think it has helped me enormously in terms of my work, so that because I worked very hard at speaking properly.
Right, right.
And that made me, that allowed me to nurture whatever it was, whatever God-given talent I had, and I had to work on it and work on it and work on it. And now my voice does me very well. Thank you very much.
Yes, yes.
Same. Yeah. I mean, once you've kind of overcome that, you're like, it was worth that effort, you know.
Absolutely. But can I say something?
Yes.
Just watching you work.
Yes.
I really, because I'm not technical at all.
Uh-huh.
And guys out there who are listening to this program, you ought to one day just come in here and watch Richard work his desk here. It's really amazing. I mean, he's got all these lighted buttons and
he's got octopus hands.
And faders and he's, you know, he could be having a little casual chat and his hands are going at 100 miles an hour. It's amazing.
His practice makes perfect. Indeed.
What else can you do with your hands, Richard?
Well. Fast hands and this voice and I'm going to go a long way.
Okay. Come on, Richard.
Okay. It is now time, Joe. I know you've been dreading this point, but...
Oh, mate, no.
Smarty pants.
You know what that means?
Yeah, I know what it means, but I also want to say, and I want it put on record, that I do not believe that Patrick Teo is intelligent enough, worldly enough to have scored 19 points. He must have bribed you.
All right.
Bribery Malaysia.
Yes.
Can we have silence in the studio? Please dim the lights. Joe Hashem, you have 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you possibly can. If you don't know the answer, please say skip.
Skip.
What is the main color of a 20 euro banknote?
Purple.
In 1997, what was the first mammal to be cloned from an adult cell?
A sheep.
Correct. John Hosking was the first mayor of which Australian city?
John who?
Hosking.
Let me say Adelaide.
Which actor made his screen debut as Boo Radley in the 1962 film To Kill a Mockingbird?
Boo Radley. To Kill a Mockingbird?
Yeah.
Gregory Peck was in To Kill a Mockingbird, but that's not who you're talking about.
It's not. He made his screen debut.
Oh, screen debut. I haven't got a clue.
Okay. Who was the president of France from 1981 to 1995?
Mitterrand.
Correct. Who is the title character in the Shakespeare play The Merchant of Venice?
The title character?
Yeah.
I was just reading the play yesterday. Shylock.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Antonio. How many
Shylock!
How many books make up the Chronicles of Narnia by
C.S. many who?
How many books make up the Chronicles of Narnia?
7.
Which British singer entered the Guinness Book of Records in 2005 after selling 1.6 million concert tickets in one day? He's loving angels instead. That's a big
He's
clue.
Loving
oh,
angels
not what's his face?
What's his face?
Yeah,
no,
I'm
wrong.
Give you a bug. Who played lawyer Andrew Beckett in the 1993 film Philadelphia?
Oh yes, Tom Hanks.
In the US, Black Friday occurs which month of the year?
Can I say September?
Close.
Who played the title role in the 1996 film The English Patient?
Oh, yes. correct.
Right.
Pass.
Okay. Arboreal animals live in or amongst which habitat?
Arboreal?
Yes.
Which habitat?
Mm. We have a lot of them here in Malaysia.
Oh! Trees. Yes.
In the nursery rhyme, who kissed the girls and made them cry?
Georgie Porgy!
Cato is the manservant of which fictional character?
Cato?
Mm.
Lone Ranger?
What is the capital city of Kenya?
Capital city of Kenya?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't got a clue, I'm sorry.
All right. What is a castrated man or castrati called?
Eunuch.
Correct. It's the real thing was a 1970s advertising slogan for which product?
It's a real... Coke.
The novel The Hound of the Baskervilles by Arthur Conan Doyle is set on which English moor?
I should know this, but I don't.
All right. In the children's story Peter Pan, what is Captain Hook's first name?
Peter?
Which car manufacturer has a logo with two overlapping letter R's?
Rolls-Royce.
That's correct. Joe Hashem, you got to question 19. Whether or not you answered 19 questions correctly...
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't. No. We're going to have to take a short break. We'll be right back. Well, it's that time of night here on BFM 89.9. I'm Richard Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
And I'm Joe Hashem.
There we go. In the background, we have Brendan.
Yay for Brendan!
Yo, yo, yo.
Right. Very quickly, we've got a few minutes left. Let's tell you more about this competition because we're almost out of time.
Yes, it's Tasty Tuesday today and we're giving away free lunches from the Lunch Club Asia. And all you have to do is answer this question. What's the lunch that the Lunch Club Asia are serving this week? So send your answer and tell us why you deserve a free lunch along with your IC number to 016-201-9000. And don't forget to include your postcode as well. And competition ends 3 p.m. tomorrow.
Right, Joe.
Yes.
Yeah. Richard.
How well do you think you did?
I don't know. But yeah. I know I did better than Ezra. But I don't think I got anywhere near Patrick.
Well, let's go through the questions. Yeah?
Are you still thinking he bribed us?
Yes.
Oh. You think so?
Believe me, he didn't.
He has friends here who showed him the questions before the show.
Definitely not me.
Right.
Don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Had no idea.
All right. So let's go through some of the questions.
Mm.
What is the main color of a 20-euro banknote that's blue? John Hosking was the first mayor of which Australian city? That's Sydney. Which British singer entered the Guinness Book of Records in 2005 after selling 1.6 million concert tickets in a day? That's Robbie Williams.
I gave you a big clue as well.
I know. Yes.
Right.
And in the US, Black Friday occurs during which month of the year? That's November. And finally, what is the capital city? What is the capital of Kenya? That's Nairobi.
Close but no cigar.
So, yeah.
Right. It's about time for a drum roll, I do believe.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Hashem scored 9 points.
Woo! Okay. Eat your heart out, Patrick. I did it the honest way, mate.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Bright free Malaysia.
Absolute pleasure to have you on the show, though.
It's been my pleasure, mate. It's been so much fun. Can I come back one
Absolutely.
Day?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. How about you and Patrick Teo doing a quiz?
Oh.
Money Pants.
Oh.
How about that? It'll be a competition.
We've actually got people tweeting in saying it's awesome to hear Joe Hashem on BFM Radio.
Oh, it great. Is. Thank you.
Right. We've got some quick facts for you, Joe.
Yes, mate.
Do you want to go first?
You can go first.
Okay. So we talked about how friendly and useful dogs were jumping on a train and on a trampoline. So more than 86,000 people each year are injured by tripping over their cats and dogs in the US per year. 86,000.
Wow.
Dangerous. Wow.
I can believe that.
I've got five. We have five cats.
Right.
Yeah. One of them is an absolute slut.
The cat.
Yeah. I walk in the house and she immediately rolls over on her back. I mean, come on, please.
Not even playing hard to
Yeah, get. Exactly.
Right.
All right, and for me today, so the world's shortest scheduled airline flight lasts 2 minutes.
Huh?
So it connects between two islands in the UK from between Westray and Papa Westray, which usually lasts less than 2 minutes, but depending on the wind direction, has been as short as 47 seconds.
Wow.
You should watch the video on YouTube. I watched it today. I'm
brilliant.
Like, come on. And one of our interns said, why don't they swim? Or get a boat. Or get a parachute, a paragliding, hey. Come on.
In Scotland?
Oh, yeah. My word. Shiver me timbers. Right. Stay tuned, folks. We've got a bit of culture coming up next. This has been That Time of Night. I've been Richard Bradbury.
And I've been Adeline Chung.
And this is Joe Hashem.
We're saying goodnight for the final time. We'll be back tomorrow. Don't go anywhere, folks. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.